Hey, kombucha drinkers, it is me, Baron, with Kombucha with Baron. Today, I'm pretty excited to share with you. I've been chatting with a new company all about the Booch, an Arizona-based raw craft kombucha company that's going to be opening up their own brewery soon, Kombucha Brewery in Arizona. So I was looking for their product for a little bit. I've heard about them and talked to them via Instagram, and they mentioned a cool little coffee shop in Phoenix that I went to check out. So found it there at Smooth Drip Coffee, 15th Street and McDowell. Smooth Drip, I think it is. Smooth Brew, excuse me. It's Smooth Brew, not Smooth Drip. Smooth Brew Coffee on 15th Street and McDowell in Phoenix. And today I'm going to try the All About Booch Raw Craft Kombucha Berries Delight. This is made with filtered water, organic tea, organic cane sugar, raw kombucha culture, mixed berries. Organic when available. Keep refrigerated, do not shake. This is in a really cool bottle, a little bit different. It's a clear bottle with a white label, and the state of Arizona is their logo, so they're really representing Arizona local businesses, which is cool being here in Arizona. And I'm going to get into it. The top has a plastic safety seal on it, so I'm going to peel that off right now. That came off pretty easy, and we're going to open it up. Just a little fizz, really nice little effervescent bubbling happening. And the color is really cool. So this is the Berries Delight. They had a few different color flavors, and the staff there gave me their recommendations. One gave me the recommendation of the apple pie flavor. And forgive me, because I don't have the bottles in front of me, so if I get the names wrong, don't quote me on it. But they have one, it's an apple pie flavor. One is a ginger and pineapple, and the other is a jalapeno on berry, I believe. But I went for this one, the All About The Booch team said Berries Delight is one of their most popular, so here we go. It's nice. It is a nice kombucha. You know what I like about this? Is there is a good flavor, a berry flavor, but it's not... It's not overly sweet. It's a pleasant flavor. Still kind of that traditional kombucha taste, which I'd like. But yeah, I would say it's a really good, like, traditional kombucha. So hats off, bravo to All About Booch with your Berries Delight. I'm digging it. I'll definitely get it again. From a scale of 1 to 10, you know what? I'm going to say for kombucha, not a jun kombucha, so a traditional kombucha with sugar, cane sugar, I'm going to say it's an 8.7. That is a really high mark, I know, but it is. I think they earned it. It's really good. I will get this flavor again, and I am looking forward to getting the other flavors and tasting those and reviewing those. So thank you for tuning in. Next week, just to let you know, I'm going to be documenting the new, I'm going to be growing a new SCOBY and getting ready to make a new batch of Jun kombucha. And I have sourced the pecan honeydew honey that I'm going to be using once again. So I'm going to take you through this process and explain to you what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and why I'm doing it. and what I found, and so you can incorporate some of these things, or we can talk about some of these things, but I want to share this with you and really document this so you understand how I brew and how I make my kombucha. But for today, thanks for tuning in. Still praying for world peace over here. Buy your neighbor a kombucha. Call your mother. Have a great day, and go out and make somebody's day and sharing a kombucha and a good conversation. So with that being said, I am Baron with Kombucha with Baron. Peace, love, and kombuchiness. Have a good day.